Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The streets around San Francisco's Union Square a little bit more crowded today as the city hosted its first major conference of the new year. The J.P. Morgan kicked off at the Westin St. Francis earlier this week, and it runs through Thursday. As you know, conventions have been a big business for San Francisco, but there was a major downturn in bookings following COVID. And Phil, we wanted to know how big of a boon this is to businesses in the area coming off a brand new year here.
Oh, it's huge. This is huge. It's been coming here for years and years and years. It's not a big convention. This is not a big convention. It only draws about 8,000 people. You have to be invited, compared to, let's say, Dreamforce, which draws 45,000. But Dreamforce dropped $90 million when it was in town. This group is going to drop $92 million. They rent out entire hotels. They rent out entire restaurants. And those hotel rates are through the roof during this conference. This is the annual J.P. Morgan Health Conference. And health industry in the United States is massive. You know that in 2023, we spent an estimated $5 trillion on healthcare. That comes to $14,500 for each person. It represents 17% of our gross national product. And at this conference, some 500 companies will present updates or make pitches on plans and products for investors in the healthcare and biopharma industry. We are talking major bucks, major headlines, and a major presence in the convention market if it all goes well.
Couple of observations. Of course, our new relocated studios are right on the edge of Union Square, right? So the first thing you notice is these people, men and women, very well dressed, right? You can pick them out of a crowd. You can tell that they don't live here and work here. Also, I'm really surprised to learn that it's really not that big of a conference, because traffic in downtown San Francisco getting here is the worst I'd seen it of any convention.
Right. But it's all concentrated in your neighborhood right now. And there's an incredible security force at play here, not only just because everybody's trying to keep the streets clean, but there's heightened security after the murder of Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO in New York, the assassination. The mayor, Lurie, wanted early plans, updates constantly about the manpower. We've got cops everywhere. Yeah, it's really slow, and it's going to stay slow until Thursday. But if it's any compensation to you, whatever headache you're putting up with, it is a tremendous boon for the entire area when it comes to money being spent. And not just money being spent this week on it, but the investments being made in biotech that goes into the South Bay, down to Silicon Valley, all the way up to Vacaville, all those different hubs of the healthcare industry where the products are made, they're going to benefit from this in the year to come. So what can I tell you? Take two aspirin and call me on Saturday.
I will.
Thanks, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.